Way up north,
to Alaska.
Way up north,
north to Alaska.
North to Alaska, to go north for us is home. North to Alaska, to go north for us is home.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I'm so glad you guys are coming along with us today on our journey of our Just Got Back show all about Alaska. Doc Bill and I were there a couple of weeks ago, had a great time. And if you missed the last segment, we were just talking about all this food that we had. But Doc Bill, you know, food is definitely one of the reasons to travel, at least in my mind. And when you're choosing a destination, you think about, you know, having those great meals.
Well, it is. It's got time to spend more quality time with the people you're with. And again, have a great meal.
Definitely have a great meal. And we met a lot of great folks who are operating restaurants, doing fishing tours, all kinds of things all around food. But one of the interviews that we had, one of the chances that we had to sit and chat with a chef, I was really impressed with this mother-daughter combo at the La Baheme restaurant in Homer.
Yeah, the Baleen restaurant was a great restaurant. And again, it was a beautiful location. You're right off the spit, looking right into the water, and the fishermen bring the fish fresh there several times a day. And it's just an incredible place.
It is an incredible place. And, you know, the neat thing about it, too, is that it's a mother-daughter team. The mother is Kristen Dixon, and Mandy Dixon is the chef that we had an opportunity to talk to at La Baleen. And the neat thing about it is that the mother was actually trained at the Cordon Bleu in Paris. So she has brought a lot of that French influence to the food and just makes it really, really great. I mean, the dishes that we had there were fantastic.
Well, they were. And again, good quality. You're right there eating at the spit, looking out at the Bay Area. She uses good local ingredients. One of the best dishes I've had was an eggs benedict they did with salmon bacon, which they make themselves. And they take salmon, they cure it, they put on a rhubarb lacquer, and they do French-style poached eggs. It's great.
It was definitely yummy. I mean, it was so, so good. But, you know, we had a chance to talk with Chef Mandy, and I asked her, really, how her family got started in the hospitality business, because they also operate a place for you to go and stay, accommodations, that's over on another island off of the spit. So I'd love to share that with the listeners because they're open from May to mid-September. So if you're going, this will be definitely one of the restaurants that you want to check out because they also like all that fresh produce and everything. So here is Chef Mandy Dixon sharing with us how her family got started.
Well, my parents own lodges in Alaska. One's across the bay from Homer here, and the other one is north of Anchorage. So my family's been in the hospitality and lodging business for about 30 years. And about 3 years ago, my mother and I purchased this small cafe on the Homer Spit, and we've been running this small cafe, my mother and I, for a couple years now, a couple summers.
Well, tell me a little bit about the name.
La Baleen is French for the whale. There's lots of whales here in Ketchumak Bay, all different types of whales. And my mother and I are both classically trained in French cuisine. We're both chefs. And we were trying to come up with names, and it was very difficult, you know, trying to come up with a name for a restaurant. And we saw a box of French sea salt, and it said La Baleen on it, and it had a whale. And we thought, well, how cool is that? Because, you know, a lot of the basis of our cuisine is based in French style, and there's lots of whales here in Ketchumak Bay, so it kind of fit for us.
Well, speaking of that then, okay, the French name here in Alaska, so how does the Alaskan cuisine then fit into it, those things that are typical Alaskan when you think of Alaska?
Well, a lot of people don't think of Alaska really having its own cuisine, but it does. You know, obviously a lot of seafood and game meats, but we also have a strong Asian influence in our cuisine, and obviously Russian. We used to be owned by Russia, so Alaska cuisine has a lot of Russian cuisine, and especially here in Homer, there's a Russian communities around Homer. So our cuisine here is very casual. It's real food. We cook everything here in-house. We get our produce from the local farmers and all the seafood from the local area. So we have a salmon burger on the menu that we use with salmon spoon meat, which is scraped off of the carcasses of the filleted salmon. And then we add in cilantro and ginger and garlic and soy and sesame. So that's kind of an example of that Asian influence coming into our cuisine.
That sounds really yummy.
Yeah,
that sounds really good. Now, is that one of your lunch items?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we serve breakfast and lunch here, breakfast all day. We open up at 5 a.m. To cater to the fishermen. So most fishermen leave the harbor here by 5:30, 6 a.m. To get to their fishing spot, you know, at a good time. So we open up at 5 a.m. and we serve breakfast all day. We have eggs benedict with a salmon bacon, omelets. A breakfast sandwich is very popular here.
And what is salmon bacon?
Well, salmon bacon is a cold smoked salmon that we make here at the cafe. We cold smoke it and then we slice it very thin. We put a rhubarb lacquer, which is kind of honey and rhubarb and spices, and then we grill it on our flat top grill. And so it kind of comes out crispy like bacon, but made with salmon.
You know, I mean, it was amazing. So it does make you wonder where she was trained. And you ask her about that.
So I packed up my bags from remote Alaska and I drove down to Los Angeles and I went to a La Cordon Bleu school in Los Angeles and got a degree from them in culinary arts. And then I continued on to the Culinary Institute of America in Napa Valley.
And I also asked her, what was her favorite dish?
Well, I really love salmon. I think it's just in my blood, you know. I just grew up, you know, on a river, a salmon fishing river, and just have so much love for salmon. So I think I would cook something with salmon. Something that we make here at the cafe is a ramen noodle bowl. We make our own noodles, which is actually quite easy. And, you know, just making the broth, however you like it, you know, at home, and putting a piece of salmon and vegetables on that with maybe a poached egg or something is really kind of comfort, Alaskan comfort food.
It's amazing, you know, also, too, just all of the different seafoods that are there. And here's what she had to say about that.
Well, we just have the most incredible sustainable seafood here in Alaska, and you know, we love to highlight that. We're kind of in a touristy area, but the locals enjoy, you know, eating our seafood as well. So we just have the most beautiful shrimp here. The water is very cold and very clean, and so the shrimp are very sweet and beautiful. We have rockfish, cod, sablefish, all five species of salmon. Halibut here in Homer is abundant, and lots of oysters, mussels, clams. We just enjoy using it all.
Amazing, all the choices. And you're right, Doc Beer. You did ask her also, too, about the Native influence.
Well, Alaska Native cuisine is quite interesting and very different. There's a lot of things that the average palate does not enjoy, you know, seal oil or whale meat. But there are tons of different cooking methods and salmon smoking methods that we love to use. Like I said, there's a lot of Russian influence in their cuisine as well. In Alaska, there's a lot of South Pacific Islander population here, and so that's also influencing our cuisine. And you know, Alaska is kind of melding pot of taking all of that and creating our own cuisine with that, and Russian influence. And also, there's, you know, we had the Gold Rush, and so there's a lot of that kind of like sourdough Gold Rush era influence in our cuisine as well.
Now, if your mouth isn't watering after all of this, I don't know what to say, but you can definitely check out their website at www.withinthewild.com and also check out the cafe's website at labalinecafe.com, and that's labalinecafe.com. And of course, Dr. Bill, as always, we'll have all of these websites on our website, travelbagswithanita.com.
That's true. Her and her mother also wrote a great cookbook, which you can also pick up at their place.
Because I think we want to make that salmon bacon.
I agree.
Now, you guys sit tight, because when we come back, we have more about our trip to Alaska, the last frontier, and we were out there exploring. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you today by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses. Check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. Now, we'll be back in a few minutes with more talk.
But we're making our way. Yes, we'll stay right here on Alaska's last frontier.